Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Before we get to Scott Kleinberg's social media report, we have a restaurant update. Scott, I didn't know that was also in your area of expertise. Thanks for the information about what's going in on that corner there at Clark and Illinois. You know all about it, don't you?
I ain't surprised. I just happen to know that corner a lot, and I keep up on all the food stories there.
It's going to be a big one. Jose Andres, the famed Spanish chef and activist, is opening up his tapas restaurant, Jaleo, Jaleo. So this will be a big River North spot, and it's replacing Naha. And boy, we're really up to date here. That place closed in March of 2018. But it was there for 18 years, 500 North Clark. So we noticed the sign. They're coming soon. So thank you for clearing up that mystery for us. Now,
my pleasure, anytime.
Let's get on to misinformation. We talk about it all the time with Scott because there's so much to talk about. And he has the latest this morning on what the social media platforms are doing to fight that problem. And the latest push comes from Facebook, doesn't it?
Yeah. They are starting these new alerts, and they're going to start penalizing individuals for the things that they share. But this time, they're taking into account things that have already been flagged as false by those fact checkers that Facebook has. So if it's been flagged and you share it, that could mean that people won't get to see what you share on the topic in the future. And these new alerts, they're going to be pop-ups, and they're going to greet visitors to come to Facebook pages that have been found to share this false information. So they're going to make it clear right away when you go to one of those pages.
What about the possibility people won't see what others are sharing in the future? Can you explain that?
Yeah, that's part of the penalty that Facebook is going to impose on these people, because they're going to say that they have knowingly spread misinformation. So the quote from Facebook is, starting today, which is, I think, actually Friday, starting today, we will reduce the distribution of all posts and news feeds from individual Facebook accounts if they repeatedly share content that has been rated by one of our fact-checking partners. Now, they actually already reduce a single post reach in the news feed if it's already been debunked by those people. So this is just an extra layer on top to basically say, if you share this stuff, we're watching, we know, and we're going to make sure that you don't share it again.
But people are going to be arguing about this because one person's false information is another person's truth these days.
Yeah, I mean, that pretty much sums up the state of social media and even politics in 2021. You know, the fact checkers, they're there for a reason, but people don't always believe their version of events. So critics will ask, how is it Facebook's job to tell us what's fact and what's opinion? But that is Facebook's job. They have that responsibility, whether it's about what happened at the Capitol or how vaccines work. The divide that you speak of, that's never going away. We have to learn how to live with that.
Mm. And do you think these moves by Facebook and the other platforms are having a true impact and will have an impact as we go forward?
You know, I can't imagine social media without these tools, but I don't think we're ever going to reach a point where we can say we finally found the answer to misinformation, because the second we declare a victory, someone's going to find a way around it. So if the platforms didn't stay on top of it, social media would be pretty much unbearable. I mean, I was working in social media when some platforms began, and I can tell you it's not the same in any way. Like, for example, Twitter used to be fun. I used to love going there and meeting my friends and having a chat. Now, I mean, I go to Twitter all the time, but, you know, that feeling of joy that I knew, that's gone. I would love to see that come back. But for people now who only know this version of social media, the younger people, you know, they can't imagine it any other way. And honestly, that's a shame.
Yeah, I haven't really thought about that, about how it's changed. Scott Kleinberg, social media strategist and Chicago restaurant expert, and we'll get to Snapchat and what's going on with that at the White House momentarily. It is 7:49. Talking social media with Scott Kleinberg, let's turn to Snapchat. They're doing something with the White House. Tell us more about that, Scott.
Yeah, sure. So the government's trying to boost interest and awareness of the COVID-19 vaccines among younger people. So it's working with Snapchat on a series of what they call lenses that feature President Biden, Vice President Harris, Dr. Fauci, among others. And the goal is to share information about the vaccine and how people can be vaccinated. And the Snapchat experience, it also includes this augmented reality call. It's pretty cool. From the Vice President, she shares a link to vaccines.gov, and then Snapchat users can find their nearest vaccination site. Hmm.
And there is obviously a reason the White House chose Snapchat, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Snapchat says it reaches about 90% of 13 to 24-year-olds across the U.S. Now, that's more than Facebook, Instagram, and Messenger combined, and it's a very important demographic. But it's not only that. Snapchat does this really awesome thing, just we're mentioning augmented reality, AR. That's what the lenses are all about. Many people who use Snapchat, they use lenses and filters interchangeably, but they're totally different things. Lenses transform the way you look and the way you see the world around you. It adds like things like in 3D and objects and characters. Filters are those design overlays that you add on top of your story. So between the two, the lenses are actually the cooler ones. So this is going to be a pretty cool campaign.
Well, what was that you said about their popularity, Snapchat? It's bigger than Facebook?
It's bigger among 13 to 24-year-olds. It's bigger than Facebook, Instagram, and Messenger combined.
So if you're a regular Snapchat user within their demographic, you probably know that the vaccine push is happening, don't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I would just be guessing on that, too. But yeah, this comes across to me as a pretty new and cool feature that people would know about. But I'll be honest. I mean, I don't pretend to know what's cool among 13 to 24-year-olds. Honestly, Bob, I'm pretty sure I didn't know what was cool among 13 to 24-year-olds when I was 13.
Is it likely, then, that Snapchat will be just one of the tools the White House starts to employ to reach young people?
Bob. I mean, I can't imagine that the White House wouldn't want to be thinking about how to utilize TikTok and Instagram stories. The good news is that there are a lot of choices.
I like the idea of Joe Biden on TikTok, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Is your genius bar open for me now and my dumb question of the week?
Genius bar is always open for you, Bob, anytime.
When you want to send a picture to your Facebook page, It asks you, do you want to share this to your news feed or your story? You have to choose where to share it. I'm not sure I know what to do in that situation. Explain.
Well, that is just a matter of you deciding, do you want this post to live in your main Facebook feed where it lasts forever and where you'll eventually get those notifications that say on this day 10 years ago and it'll remind you of that post? Or do you want it in your story, which remember, like Instagram stories, they're the same type of thing. The Facebook story is a photo or something that only lasts for 24 hours. So it'll be available for those 24 hours and it'll disappear. It'll be in your library if you ever want to post it again, but it will not live on your feed beyond 24 hours. So you just have to decide, is this something that's happening in the moment that I just want to share quickly and just have it go away? Or is this something I want to save for prosperity? And if it is, you put it in your feed.
Over the weekend, after we heard about the passing of B.J. Thomas, I thought, well, it would be nice to post some memories of Marianne and I meeting B.J. Thomas out at the Arcata Theater in St. Charles. And so we had a picture of the three of us that I wanted to put on Facebook. So for that, you would put it in the news feed, right?
Yeah, I would put for a story like that. Yeah, I would put that in the news feed. That's one of those things where, you know, if you're thinking of it through the lens of, you know, is this going to come back and this is something I can look at? Yeah, then a year from now, 2 years from now, that photo will come back up and it'll say this happened on this day. And then you can conceivably share it again and say it's been a year, it's been 2 years since I posted this amazing photo. So, yeah, you definitely have that right. You want to put that one, I would think, in your feed.
All right, Scott Kleinberg. Thanks as always, Scott. We'll talk to you next week. Have a good one.
You too, Bob. Take care.